told us or something, because maybe it'll be time. He will send away the mother bird at the end, but Aswa Sofik Ishmo Aswai. And here he passes Aswa Sofik is Loishma Aswai. So the Raman himself was aware. So he says, Nimsok Ishmasmi, Beish Nishbat, Aswa Sofik Shemlekimalel, Elohim King Hoyolap Shemlek, Mifores Betel. Which is Boya Bilchas and Edom. In other words, so there's a difference. The love of Lissikachoyim Olabonim is Mifoj Bateo, and the love of Lissishashim Olachachalashov is not Mifoj Bateo. So there's a difference in this guy. Apparently, what does it mean, love Mifoj Bateo? Of course, Lissishashim Olachachalashov is Mefoish Bateo. But he means he was not Aveya, the love of Shvua Shov, completely. In other words, I said last week, Teisves says that according to Mandoma, Baal Kiddush in Oike, so it's not only two or Malkis. There is no Isa. I mean, Kiddush Leibal in Leike. So it's not only that he's in Leike. He's not either an Isa. Not only is not either an Isa the Raise, he's not in Leiber and Isa the Rabban. And the Raise from the Gemara in Seite. Because the Gemara in Seite says that Yilisha Shareh Rasisha Bo Le Kocho. Yilach Yosh Bebeise Prat Lekeen Shareh Ras Kusho in Bodo Shareh Ras Ramono. So the Gemara says, Ubadis had really the Oma. The Oma. How is it going to say? Oh, yeah. כי דה רבי, רבי עובד, דומה רבי לילה מחי ושייבי, ומתם ליקח משום לישחל, משום נוחל ליקה השייב. So even according to Rabbi Yisag Lili, so Kiddush Leibal is a sorry lotis, leiche amulchoma, leiche amulchoma. And he's not an evil rabbi, even an abir at Rabbonu. So it's a raya, that according to Rove, which says Kiddush Leibal in Leike, is not either any Isa, if it's not followed by being. The Rambam Sifra Mitzvah says that is either love the Raisi, but he doesn't get Malkes, because Malkes is only Chayim for a fully Kichem. Vushom Yisho Leikoho. There has to be a fully Kichem, 100% Kichem. But if it's Leibal, so the marriage is not consummated, so it's not a full kichet. So in other words, it's like eating chotzi kazayis nevele, and it's even chotzi kazayis nevele, so it's in Luisa, but here is either part of the avere and not the whole of it. So that's an Iramos. So apparently, the Rambam Shita is Ligabe Yishwe. When it takes Yishwe, she is like Plain Israeli Yam. So it is Yishwa Shom. Bisho, she yotza Shvo Mepi, so partially it was Shom. Because it's in the other Kishom or Shachar. Because it's really in the other time, suppose Ishti Ubonov will be stubborn. So it will be determined as Yishwa Shom. But until we see whether they throw the Tzvirin Yam or not, so it's not determined. So it's like doing part of the Avera. And when is it consummated, the Avera? When they take the Tzvirin and they throw it and they Akeva and they burn it, so then it is consummated. So it's determined as shov ligamre, or according to the Goyim's deal, say, a sheker ligamre. So mele, when the Rambam says that Hasra Sofik is in making a law, Elinkin Lapsha being the foolish potato, he doesn't mean the foolish potato, because the Sikachim Rabbonim is spelled out, and the Sisa Shemakachu Hashov is not spelled out. It is spelled out. But in other words, it's not spelled out in the love that he's not allowed to say Shvue that will be determined the Shov later on. So then there is an objective subject. When is there a machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and the Shlokish as to whether Hasra Sofik Shmo Asroi or Hasra Sofik Lo Shmo Asroi? That's in the case where the suffix is subject, not objective. Let's take the case. Shvo she'echel kikar ze'ayin. And the Amasrim, you have to hear it, because if you don't hear it the whole day, so then you'll be there on the law of Shvo Hashekah. So then, when he says Shvo She'echel Zayin, when is the Averin? When does it begin the Averin of Rishishbu Bishnu Lashika? Immediately. Because he comes to Mechuyev to eat. But he has a whole day to Mikai. But in other words, if he's the first minute he doesn't eat, he's Aver. The second minute, he's Aver. The second hour, he's Aver. The third hour. And then, but if, so actually he's Aver immediately, he's Mechuyev immediately to eat. But if at the end of the day, 1 minute before sunset, he eats the kikar, so then he's Mikai. But he's Aver immediately. So mele, since there is no chisong in the asroi, because asroi sofik is Rabbi Yochanan says ishmo asroi. So why? Because since the edim amasrim the first minute, so is b'shas the ma'is haver. They're not masrim when they didn't do the ma'is haver yet. They are masrim b'shas the haver, but he has an eitze to mikai 10 hours later. But that's why he was b'shas the ma'is haver. The ma'is haver is b'shem al ha'itz. He not fulfilling the shvui, and he immediately is able on the shvui. But the Maimonides says Hasroi Sofik Lo Yishma Hasroi. That's because Hasroi requires Kabbalas Hasroi. Kabbalas Hasroi. So Mele, he has to be Mater Atzmei Nise, he has to be Mater Atzmei Limalkes, I'm asking an Eise, I'm doing it in order to be Chayav Malkes. So if the Edim are Masrim in the beginning of the day, so there is this objective subject to the Edim. They don't know whether he will be mitaimet or not, but there is no objective suffix. There is no objective suffix. Objectively, if he will not eat it the whole day, so melee, he becomes clear mouth is the first minute when he doesn't eat it. So there we pass from that where there is subjective suffix, so then hasra suffix is masra. But in the case of Shvur Shin Yisrek playing its early on, when the Shav begins, the Shav or Shekhar begins now, but it's not completely Shav until the end of the day, or until the Pleni, let's say, is burns the Tzreya. So Mele, then it's a chisom in the Asroi, not only in the Kabbalah's Asroi, because the Amasrim, Yareved Olav. But the question is, maybe I will not be Yareved Olav. So there is an objective suffix to the Eidim, because if the Asroi takes place at the beginning of the Ma'is Avere, but not at the end of the Ma'is Avere. So Mele, he's not, so it's chisom in the Asroi and not in the Kabbalah's Asroi.
The person might not ever finish it.
That's right, yeah. So then, the Rambam paskins that Loishmei Asroi. Now, I still have 10 minutes.
Wait, so can you please explain how you answered after Rambam?
There is a difference between a subjective suffix.
You're saying the same territory gives that the Rambam will answer for Tosos? Is that what you
want to say? Oh yeah, now the Ramban. Yeah. I mean, the Ramban says that according to, if we say a Kiddush Ba is in a lake, so then it's Asrosophic. Asrosophic, Losh Masroi. So he says, maybe the Gemara goes, not only the Yochasi. That Asra Sofi is Masroi. So it means that the Ramban paskins that Asra Sofi is Masroi, and the Ramban has the same Gersa as the Rambam. So Rabbi Yochanan, Shiti is Asra Sofi is Masroi. So the Teretz is here by Kiddush Ribal, so according to Rabbi, that Enrique is not because he's not in Adisa, because Leibal, so he didn't finish my Savir. It's like eating Hefika's eyes, but he started my Savir. So Mele, only at the beginning of the my Savir, not at the end of the my Savir. So Mele, suppose somebody, Ruben is Dechi, the Kazayis Nivele, into the Bisavir of Shem, and he is able to push it back, and the Eidim will be Masrahi only at the beginning of the pushing, and then they leave the womb and will not be Masrahi. So that means the Asroya was not during the whole Ma'is Avere. The Eidim have to be Masrahi throughout the Ma'is Avere, not just during the beginning of my Savior.
So the same heritage you gave for the Rambam, you wouldn't say for the Rambam.
That's right.
But the Tosafot's case, isn't it an objective suffix? This person might not ever, he's only did with the Kedushin. Until he was Baal, then he's not even going to be local for the Kedushin. So if he's never Baal.
So there is an objective suffix.
So if it's an objective suffix, then it should be Hasra's suffix.
Only part of the my Savior. The beginning of the Ma'is Avere was done, not the whole Ma'is Avere. So it's not Asroi. Asroi has to be during the whole Ma'is Avere.
So then the Ramban has a good question on Tosafot.
That's right. Suppose somebody kills another person by hitting him 100 times, and then after hitting him 100 times, he dies. And they will be Masrei only for the first hakos, ten hakos. So let me assoy. He won't master him throughout the Maisaveh, only at the beginning of Maisaveh.
Rabbi, the Rabban of Matos, he says the Perish that Hasra Safik Shmei Hasra Lash.
Because he has the Gil Seh of the Rambam, that Rabbi Yechanan is the one who says Hasra Safik Shmo Hasra.
And he paskins that way.
Yeah, not either. It's always for
the Rambam,
except in three.
So Rabbi's question then was, how can the Ramban over here have this question on Tosfos if it's against the Ramban's Shita in Makkos?
That's right.
And Rabbi's just answering
that. Now, just one more thing. Rabbi Kriya Sikash. No, it's not here. Rabbi Kriya Sikash. It's in Chidusha Rabbi Kriya. I don't find it okay, so we'll leave it here.
So, taking the Ned of a rabbin would help you.
Why not?
Because it's a lav shekidmo say. It has nothing to do with Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan.
But it will help him. He will not be able to be kind.
No, it doesn't make a difference. We're talking about lav shekidmo say. You always get Machlokes. It makes no difference.
No, but Gemara says that there are two essays. One before that they read.
No, that's by Moti Shemra, not by the Shachu Minamachim. They're not to assess by Shachu.
I think so. I think even by Shemot.
No, and the Gemara in Marcus, after Zion, Gemara says, Amar Rav Yochan, Anu Einanu Elazos Vo Deheres. Only two cases.
Okay. Oh, you're right, I'm sorry. I stand corrected, I'm sorry. Never wash your noise.
When Rabbi speaks about subjective or objective suffix, subjective is because he's the Bailam over the suffix, or an objective is because it's Tolim Das Acherim or other people, or that doesn't have to be.
Because objective is not determined.
It's because he can't do it, because somebody else is involved.
That's right. If the wife and the children will be so stubborn, and they will not allow themselves to be patient, there's nothing he can do.
So if he makes a Shliach for the Kedushin, since he has to do the, but he has to do the bia, so should, well, why is that not subjective? I mean, to clinch the kedushin depends on his actions.
It's not subjective because he might decide to make a bia and then he'll change his mind. So he himself doesn't know what the objective truth is.
So it's not completely whether it depends on him or someone else. Even within himself, it could still be
okay, I'm sorry. Oh, I have to find out.